Hello, welcome to Telecast with Popey, episode 2, my ongoing experiment with lean podcasting. This one might be a little bit longer now that I'm back at work, and being back at work means I'm into the turmoil in the world of Linux. More of that in a moment. Last time, I thought I'd configured If This Then That to pipe these episodes to SoundCloud. That didn't work, and I don't fully understand why, but now I'm back at my desk on a decent internet connection, it'll be easier to debug. I don't expect this episode to magically appear on SoundCloud, but perhaps a future one will. Maybe with a following wind and a bit more debugging. Currently, I'm sat in my car waiting for my daughter to finish her dance class. It feels like I spend a fair amount of my time ferrying children to and from various classes. It's what I signed up for as a parent, and it's cool because I get time to sit alone recording this telecast. Sitting here reminds me of the hire car, or rental car for my American listeners, I had last week in Portugal. Every time I get a hire car, it seems there's something new that has a gadget that I don't have in my existing car at home. Last year, it was a camera for reverse parking and Bluetooth so the kids could play whatever music they want as I drove around. This year, it's Android Auto. I had my phone attached to the in-car entertainment system for mapping, but could also use it to listen to Spotify playlists. This made me one of the most popular dads on the trip because the kids I was ferrying around could choose a playlist and then shout skip when I had a bad song come on. On one drive to the Dance World Cup, we had a real upbeat playlist, which meant all four girls in the car singing along, and me a little bit too. On the way back, they weren't in the mood, and we were quite tired, so I selected a Life Sucks playlist, which was just as fun to listen to, and we also sang along to that too. It made all the journeys on the cobbled, winding streets of Braga much more entertaining for all of us. I guess one day I'll get one of those gadgets in a future car, but not yet. It did get me wondering if it was possible to implement an Android Auto interface with a Raspberry Pi and a touchscreen. That's maybe a project for another day. Now I'm back at my work desk, it's time to do some work on Snapcraft and Ubuntu. This week I have a blog post to write, documentation to improve, and a bunch of developers to catch up with since I went away, among many other things. I also have some preparation to do for an upcoming mid-cycle sprint, which takes place a few weeks in Toronto. We have these get-togethers periodically at Canonical to sense check where engineering teams are on the right course, and correct if not. It's my first time attending, so I'm prepping quite a bit, so I can represent our team effectively. Maybe I'll comment on that if you're interested when I get back in a few weeks. I've also spent some time engaging with a prominent YouTuber to give them tip-offs and some backstory around a change we're making in Ubuntu. If they get time, they may add a video to their recording schedule to talk about what we discussed. In addition, there were some negative things that went on YouTube this week. I'm not going to dive too deep into that, but essentially someone made a video which painted Ubuntu as a devil because of a few missteps we made in the past. I don't quite understand why people feel the need to dredge up stuff that we did 7 years ago and make a new video criticizing this stuff. It's quite disheartening to see people do this when they could spend their time more productively helping free software. As my friend Michael Hall points out, blowing out another person's candle doesn't make yours any brighter. These telecasts are mostly just whatever is on my mind that day. If you're interested in hearing more of the day-to-day stuff I do at work, do let me know via the Telegram chatter channel linked from the Telecast with Popey channel. And that's it for episode 2. You can find all past and future episodes of Telecast with Popey in the Telegram via the address t.me/telecastwithpopey. There's also a chatter channel, which is linked in the Telecast channel itself. Until next time, see you soon.